Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, over the course of the week so far, we've been talking about the stages of stress, and then we talked about one of our maladaptive ways for managing stress. Today we're going to kind of begin the bridge towards what we can do to help resolve some of that issue and begin with a problem associated with it, and then move into how to fix that problem.
I have to tell you, I'm glad we're doing this particular article.
Why?
It's a favorite topic of mine.
You say that often. You're glad that we do podcasts anyways.
I'm glad that we're doing this one.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So the other ones you're not very glad that we're doing?
No, I am.
You're just very glad.
I know a number of people who do this.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
And so I'm glad to have the opportunity to open this topic up for discussion.
All right. If you say so. So we're talking about an article written by Dr. Suzanne Degas-White.
Right.
She is a licensed counselor and professor at Northern Illinois University.
Right.
And the title of the article is "The Pursuit of Happiness Never Ends Well."
See, that's another one of those catchy titles, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you think, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What do you mean it never ends well?
Well, yeah.
Okay. If you do it a certain way, it doesn't end well.
Which is how it's that bridge.
That's right.
Because what she points out, and is, like you said, very, very true, a lot of people view happiness as a tangible thing.
Right.
If I have certain things, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. If I make a certain amount of money per year, I'll be happy. If I have a certain type of relationship, I'll be happy. Or, mm-hmm. Or if I, if you know, we have these sort of... again, they're very tangible things, concrete types of things, mm-hmm. possession types of things that we see as mechanisms that will make us happy.
That's right. In our culture, in American culture, it's an acquisitive, consumer-driven culture. All the messages you get are, you'll be happier if.
Right.
If you have this washing machine, if you mm-hmm. have this refrigerator, if you have this kind of car. If you eat this, if you look this way,
mm-hmm.
if you have this kind of body, and it's all this, if you have this stuff,
mm-hmm.
you will be happy. That's the message that
right.
we get. And so it's normal for people to believe that if you have things, if you have certain things, you'll be happy. Or if you go out and buy certain things, people talk about retail therapy.
Mm-hmm,
you know, that I have to do retail therapy.
Right.
I have to go out and buy something,
mm-hmm.
and that will make me feel better.
Right.
Okay. So we see it all the time.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't work. I discovered this recently because I didn't grow up in that kind of acquisition culture.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know. We didn't have the money, or we weren't in that kind of a neighborhood or something, but we never thought in terms of things. It was
mm-hmm.
always family and other things. When I went away to school and graduate school, then I started to meet people who lived that way, you know, and they needed to have certain kinds of things in order to be happy.
Right.
You know, if I would just have this, I'd be happy.
Right,
you
know? Right. And what happens with that is that it keeps happiness as sort of always something that's just out of reach.
It's just out of reach.
Because, you of course, you get that thing that you think will make mm-hmm. you happy, and then that doesn't make you happy. And so, oh, well, no, it wasn't that one. It was that one that I need to be happy, or this that I need to be happy. And
right.
it's just never, it's like saying I'll start my diet tomorrow.
Right.
Though tomorrow never arrives.
No, and you're right. You keep pushing. You and I are driving cars that are just about at the point where you want to replace them, right?
Want and need. Those are two different...
No, we do. We want to replace... Because they're getting older.
Right.
You know, but, and you and I aren't big car people. And so, to us, it's a, you know, how do you get from home to here?
Right.
You know? But you can feel the allure as you see a nice new car drive by. Mm-hmm. Say, wow, mm-hmm. I'd really like to replace my little piece of junk for something like that. It would smell better, and it would ride better, and it would be quieter, and the windshield
would... It would smell better until the first soccer practice, and then...
For you, that's right. Or my son puts his firefighter equipment in the trunk, you know,
right.
It smells like it was on fire. But you can feel the allure
of,
if I had that, I would enjoy this ride so much more, you know, wherever we're headed in our cars. So we understand the allure.
Yeah.
But don't...
The real allure for me when it comes to cars is the driverless car. Because if I could get to the point where I had a driverless car...
That would be so nice.
And then I could get some things done on the way. Yeah, well, yeah. Take a nap or...
Get some work done.
Or, yeah, start doing some stuff.
Have a little iPad out there working on it.
Yeah.
Watching soccer matches.
Writing presentations on our way to the...
Oh, man, that would be good. You know, Florida's going to be a leader in driverless cars.
I hope so.
That's what they're selling.
I will drive the prototype.
Right. I'm fine. Oh, I would too.
Yeah, so. But...
Well, where were we? We were saying that... It
we were doing exactly what we said.
I want. Did you hear us say, I want?
I would be so happy.
That's the allure.
Yeah.
Okay, case in point. So we understand that people are pursuing things.
That just made me think of it. There's a South Park episode where, I don't remember the name of the, I think it wasn't Kyle, but it was one of the, not one of the core four boys, but it was one of the other boys. And, Cartman thought that he had Tourette's disorder, so he was like cursing at people and everything. And this other boy kept saying, "If I could say that to my teacher, I would be so happy." But it's always just out of reach.
I would be happy, right?
It just popped in my mind.
But that doesn't bring happiness,
right?
And what this author is talking about is that the pursuit of happiness usually fails because it's not things that are going to make you happy.
Right.
So if you're feeling stressed,
right,
don't go out and do retail therapy because that's going to be very, very temporary.
Right. Now, what we do know is that happiness resolves stress. Happiness is a mechanism for managing and relieving stress.
That's right.
So how do we really get happy?
Because yesterday in the podcast, we talked about what one of the things you shouldn't do. You should get on with solving the problem.
Right.
And in this article, she gives specific ways to solve the problem of feeling stress and feeling anxiety.
Right. Yeah. And so when we think about happiness, we don't want to think about those tangible, concrete things and stuff. Instead, we want to think about just who we are, a sort of a state of being, which I think is a really interesting perspective.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you what does being happy mean? And being happy means that you're enjoying things. It may be, for you, it may mean I'm just sort of living in the present. I'm you know, looking around. I'm taking deep breaths. It could, there's so many things that being happy could mean. Right. And so we want to think about it as a perspective of just that state of being as opposed to a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And so when we think about how to do that, you know, part of that is friendships, you know, relationships.
That's
we want to have good relationships.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're feeling stressed or if you want to, like, you know, I know that sometimes when I'm overwhelmed, sometimes I'll come in, go in your office and we'll just sit there we'll start out talking, but then we'll just start cracking jokes and doing things like that because that's the nature of our relationship.
And I would be willing to bet that if you sat down and talked to a person and you said, tell me something that you always really wanted, when you got it, did it make you as happy as you thought it was going to? And most people are going to say, no, I thought I couldn't live without a cappuccino maker.
Yeah.
I got it and I don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Or I really thought that if I got this pair of shoes, a dozen. But I'll bet that if you talk to people and you said to them, think of a time when you were really feeling stressed and you just sat down and talked to somebody, did it make you feel better?
Right.
And I'll bet 100% of the people say, yes, it did.
Yeah.
You know, go to your support people.
Right.
Sit down and talk to them. and I bet you'll feel better.
Right. And that's why I'm glad you said it that way, because if anybody says no, it's because it wasn't a support person.
That's right.
It's because it was somebody who contributed to the stress, or somebody who, right. You know, was adding to the stress.
That's
or
right.
something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you sit down and you talk to somebody who's a friend, mm-hmm. somebody who's compassionate, somebody who's caring, somebody who right. maybe themselves are cheery and, right. and you mm-hmm. know, uplifting.
You can take
you're
their
going
energy.
To feel better. Right.
Their,
right.
their energy. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all had the experience of when we're feeling stressed, when we're feeling anxious, that we do get the urge to say, wow, I'd really like to talk to so-and-so.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could talk to so-and-so.
Right.
I wish I could talk to somebody who really understood this. That's really where we go.
Right.
That's really what we should do.
Right. And I know that here in the office, you know.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know, the work that we do mm-hmm. can be very stressful because of, you know, what we're trying to do and how we're trying to help mm-hmm. folks and some of the stories that we hear and things that we have to do. And so when we see each other that are, you know, kind of going down and having a rough time, you know, again, we kind of work to lift each other up, and we, again, make jokes with one another. And
right. Mm-hmm. And support each other.
Yeah.
And call each other names. And
yeah. All the fun stuff that you can do in an office.
Right. That's right. We do here.
Mm-hmm. But it's all with the goal of being happy. This
right.
And I think that everybody that works here, one of the things that I've loved about this practice mm-hmm. that we have is that everyone that comes here to work says that that this has been their favorite place, their
right.
best place to work, because we can laugh, we can joke, we can mm-hmm. we can do those things that just make you happy,
make you feel better. Right.
Yeah.
And if you are having a bad day, you can go to any office and just sit down and get all the support you need.
Right.
You know?
And it has nothing to do with things.
Things, no.
You don't need things. It's just relationships and that compassion right. and that cheeriness and that connectedness that we have with each other.
Right. And so what you want to do is you want to be able to go to other people,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but you also have to be one of those people.
Right.
Okay, so this works both ways.
Right.
Is that you have to work very hard to listen carefully to other people when they need your support.
Right. Right. Yeah, absolutely. So
friendliness is one way
yeah.
to get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do want to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is the cheerfulness.
Cheerful.
You know, just working to be cheerful, just mm-hmm. being happy. I've grown tired of the idea of, you know, fake it till you make it types
right.
of things, because
right.
it's true. It's you know, there is a psychological component mm-hmm. to that, especially through behaviorism and things like that. But we really are what we do, you know. So if you laugh, if mm-hmm. you work to be in a good mood, you're going to be in a good mood.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Right.
But you have to feel it and want it, and mm-hmm. that will make it happen.
You know, we all have mentors in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We know the value of mentors. And one of mine was George Hind.
Mm-hmm.
When I was
mm-hmm.
at the University of Georgia, George was the head of 5 departments. He was a research professor, heading 5 departments. He had all this pressure. He was internationally known
right.
for the work that he did in brain imaging. We couldn't wait till he got to the office. With all this pressure
mm-hmm.
on him, he was the most cheerful guy.
Yeah.
Everybody loved when he came into the office because
yeah.
it wasn't a silly, it was just cheerful. Good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Yeah.
Hey, did you? And it just felt good to be around
mm-hmm.
him,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he never blamed anybody for anything. He never was harsh yeah. with anybody. But it was just enjoyable to be in his presence,
right?
Because of this, because he was cheerful.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So, and the last thing is compassion. You just got to be compassionate with each other. When somebody else is feeling down, you just got to
right.
be compassionate with them and careful with them and work to cheer them up and
right.
and everything. Because when you do that with others, they'll do that with you as well.
Right.
But again, the theme here is those relationships, those interactions with other people, and how you're managing that.
So. And what's the last one?
That is the last one.
No, there's one more. Gratitude.
Oh. Yeah,
you have gratitude. To have a sense of gratitude.
That's
be
right.
thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we can all do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Be thankful for what you have.
Yeah.
And that's the last one. So what are these
yeah.
things about? These are about our personal relationships. And that's what we should be working on.
Right.
Forget about retail therapy. Those things are not going to make you feel good for very long. It's like mm-hmm. Christmas morning.
Yeah.
The excitement is the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
The excitement is opening them up and see what you got. But two or three days, you start losing everything that you got on December 25th.
That's
so,
true.
What doesn't go away is the relationships that you have.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, all right, so we're making our shift and moving into how to better handle stress and,
right.
and things. So, and happiness is a great way to handle that. So, before we end, our two quick announcements.
Yes,
the first is,
right.
of course, our Lumi contest that's going on for our UK listeners. Click on the show notes, and you will find a link that will tell you all the things that you need to do to register for that contest.
Mm-hmm.
The Lumi body clocks are awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing from the person who wins to see how it worked out for you. Because it's all based in science and
really
the way that our biology is meant to work. The second thing is that if you're listening to this podcast on the day that it is aired or the day that it is posted, Wednesday, May 24th, we have a live YouTube event that is covering the next tape. It's going to be tape four. Of the 13 Reasons Why Netflix program. So that's episodes 7 and 8. So we will be talking about that, kind of breaking it down. And that's a live event. So if you click on the link that's here in our on the YouTube little pull-down thing up in the top right-hand corner, or if you just click in the show notes of the podcast that you're listening to, you will find it there, and you can go and follow us.
Right.
Follow us on YouTube or on Twitter. You can follow us on YouTube, subscribe there, or you can follow us on Twitter, and we will have all the links there as well. So
right.
Those live events are awesome. I've really enjoyed those, and we can't wait. This has been our first kind of go at it, and we're learning. We've been learning things over the last couple of sessions, and so we're probably going to be doing a lot more of these over the summer and moving forward.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right. Well, that is it. Have a terrific day. Stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.